Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with some amazing people today. Tony Jorgensen, our co-host, Jessica Marie Tetro, our co-host, and our special guest, Camille Dan. I'm reading off two things here right now. Camille has just put an anthology together called Gathering at the Doorway. I'm going to let Camille and Jessica take over in just a sec because my words are not going to hold a candle to what these two have to say. But one of Camille's first books was Erin's Energy, and it was talking about the connection she made with her son Erin from the other side, and some words and some names that have come up that I am just excited about pursuing are Robert Lyon. There's an amazing interview on YouTube with Camille and Robert Lyon. Sonia Rinaldi, check her out. And Sandra Champlain. Sorry, I got rented lips today. And her book, We Don't Die. And I just feel like all these doors have suddenly opened that I'm going to check out. And we'll put all these names at the end of the show, and we'll put them on all the our Facebook pages and whatnot. But I feel like we've had some amazing portals opened for understanding and connecting with the other side. So without further ado, I'm just going to put you over. Camille and Jessica, do you want to take it away and talk about the new book and how you met and whatever else comes to mind?
Sure. Jessica, if it's okay, I'll start.
Yes, sure, please.
Thank you so much, Lynn, and it's an honor to be a guest on the show. Thank you, Tony and Jessica, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity to talk about Gathering at the Doorway. And that's, you know, what you mentioned about opening doors and portals. That's what's been happening throughout the compiling of this book. Doors have been opening, yes. And since the book has been published, more doors have been opening, and synchronicities have been occurring, and that's really what the book is about. It's about, you know, getting the message out, making connections on both sides of the veil. And actually, Jessica and I connected a while back now, too long after I published my first book, Erin's Energy. I discovered Jessica's page, Facebook page, Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, and just found her story very compelling, a lot of synchronicities between our stories. Both of our sons are across the veil now. And, you know, it's really my belief that they brought us together. They're gathering us on this side of the veil. My son speaks to me, and that's what Erin's Energy is about, how he began speaking to me. And Jaden speaks quite often as well to Jessica, and that's a real synchronicity that we have, is because it's unique. Everyone hears their loved ones speaking to them from across the veil and imparting the wisdom that they do to us. And I was compelled to ask Jessica, after getting to know her and after getting to know Jaden through her, to be part of this anthology and to contribute her story to it. So, and my son, Erin and Jaden, what they say to us what they tell us is very similar, that what we do during our lifetimes to make things better, makes things better for them where they are too. So that's a really important message. And the more we gather together, the more we bring their energy and draw their energy towards us. So that's really, I think, what Jessica and I both found in common. So So Jessica contributed a beautiful chapter about her relationship with Jaden, her continued relationship, called Jaden Speaks. So Jessica, if you want to, you know, talk about how you found, you know, me and through Aaron's energy and, you know, how this all kind of came together.
Yes. Thank you so much, Camille. And I was so honored. I think we've been connected for about 2 years now. And I think, Camille, you're absolutely right. I think Aaron and Jaden definitely brought us together. I hear him giggling right now, like, yes, that's exactly what happened. Like they mm-hmm. were up to something, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
In such a good way. In such a good way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many of our listeners already know about Jaden. Jaden is my son in spirit, and Jaden was born in 2001. He was born with Down syndrome and severe autism and very medically fragile. Just his duration of life, over 30 plus surgeries, two major open hearts. And Jaden, you know, championed through all of that and then went home. He transitioned in 2012. And like Camille was saying, I was just blown away at the communication that I had almost, you know, not even a week after Jaden's transition home, very clearly. And I could see him very clearly, I could interact with him. And it's amazing. And how we met Camille is basically through Jaden and Aaron kind of bringing us together. And Camille approached me last year and said, hey, Jess, you know, basically, do you want to do this? And I was so blown away because months before that, I have been feeling this pushing to write. And it's like, it's not like I argued with Jaden, but it was like, Jay, how am I going to, I mean, I don't write. I don't, you know, I'm not a good writer. And, you know, we kind of had this back and forth. And sure enough, Camille approached me and I'm like, wow, here's the chance. I could start here and practice and, you know, it'll be great. I've never written anything before. And I share this chapter with my son. It's Jaden Speaks. And I wanted to share just a little quote from the book, which I thought was so beautiful. In our chapter, Jaden and I have this dialogue back and forth, and I ask, one of the questions I asked my son was, what was his transition like to the afterlife, or what word he would prefer to call it? Jaden says, I call it home because it is our real home. What is it like to transition? Well, it feels like a butterfly. It is like a caterpillar that is in a cocoon. And when it is time to break out of that cocoon, a beautiful, brilliant, bright yellow butterfly bursts free. It is so light and free, like gliding on the wind with a zero heaviness or anything weighing it down. It is like being carried in the loving arms of your mother, father, and everything you love all at once. It feels like being hooked in through the heart space with liquid gold, end quote. And that was Jaden's response. And I thought that was just beautiful. I wanted to share that. But yes.
Yeah, and I thought it was
so
beautiful,
honored.
Too. So beautiful. And, you know, the fact that Jaden was nonverbal in life, but that this is what he imparts through his mom. And I just had so much confidence in you, Jessica, and what you and Jaden would be able to share with people in this book. And, you know, it was so wonderful when your chapter was completed and just to read those words, you know.
Yes.
The feeling
that
they give a person and, you know, the comfort in them. You know.
Yes. And that's, you know, that was the purpose of this beautiful book. And it was just, it came together just so beautifully. And I'm again, I can't say how honored I am to be a part of it. Thank you so much, Camille, and Aaron, and Jaden, and all the beautiful heavenly hosts that have just helped us with all of this, and all of the contributors. It's amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's over 40 contributors, and I think when Jessica signed on, it was still not that many. I can't remember there. You know, it was kind of a whirlwind. I had never written a book before Aaron's Energy either. So, you know, I don't claim to be a writer either. So, you know, when Jessica, when you said that, you know, you're not a good writer, I'm thinking if I can write a book, anybody can. And, you know, so when people started to join in and it just started to snowball and more authors joined in to contribute their stories, it was just so wonderful and so evident that our loved ones were bringing this together and making these introductions between us and guiding this all to happen and orchestrating this whole thing, because it just didn't seem humanly possible to put it together in the span of time. I think I originally came up with the idea in October last year, and the book was published on Mother's Day of this year, which is a pretty quick turnaround compared to even any other book, but this is over 40 authors. And so, you know, it's just evident to me and validates to me that our loved ones are a part of this, and many of us are, you know, channeling. And I believe, you know, what Jessica, the quote Jessica just read was channeled from Jaden, and I believe that my books and what I write is channeled from Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love the metaphysical, the science involved. Like, there's a lot of science that it's hard for Aaron to explain and for Jaden to explain, but they're talking about quantum entanglement and just the quantum physics of it all. And this is... that's exciting, because really I think science and spirituality dovetail quite naturally. You know,
yes, I agree.
But that's
and of course I wouldn't have known any of this prior or really thought much about it, even though I had had some interesting experiences even during my pregnancy with Aaron. I had an OBE, out of body experience. But at the time I was a nurse, you know, and I just kind of explained it away as a phenomenon of a part of the brain. But, you know, fast forward to today and after everything that's happened and all that Aaron has taught me about, you know, quantum entanglement and light and energy, you know, I see things very differently now, but I really didn't pursue an interest in physics. Like, I don't think I read a physics textbook since high school, and I barely read that, to be honest with you. It was confusing.
Yep.
But Aaron explains it to me in ways, he kind of gives me bits and pieces that I can build on. So, and of course, there is an element of this that, you know, he tells me, we'll never understand it until we are where they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we're puny humans right now, and we're blocked from a lot of the big picture. But I think we need to, because if we were in touch with the other side all the time, we would not get anything done. You know.
we definitely wouldn't get much done here, and we're here to get done, what we're here to get done here. And that's the big message also from Aaron. We're supposed to be where we are. We're basically, you know, the quote from Aaron in the book that I chose, each chapter, there's a quote, and I say between each chapter because the quotes, I think, tie all of the chapters together.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose Aaron's quote he said to me one day, what if it was that one act of kindness of yours in that moment that held the universe together?
Wow.
And what he was saying, yeah, and what he was saying is we are holding the universe together at every moment, and we are meant to be where we are in the time we're in. So not just where we are, when we are, and they are meant to be where they are, when they are. And choice is part of it. We have choice. We, you know, we within a certain limit that, you know, given the three-dimensional physical existence we're in now. But the universe is flexible as well, so with energy. So, you know, we have some choices we can make in our lifetimes. But any given moment, we're all part of this. And we're all very important. Not one of us is more important than another in the mm-hmm. grand scheme of the universe and all of its dimensions.
That's
absolutely,
yeah, brilliant. Wow. All I can suggest is read the books, get the books. The book, we'll make sure everybody knows where to find the book. But this is like opening a beautiful gift, and it's opening new roads for everyone. I love that between all the people that work on this show and the Sacred Embers Network and beyond, what we're all trying to do is normalize the fact that we go on, you know, we go on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some big woo-woo thing that, you know, you make horror movies about. It's like, you know what I mean? It's
right.
Like, we've Hollywoodized spirituality so badly that people think it's about taking out a Ouija board and having your walls melt. And so this is so
beautiful.
It's
so true, though, Lynn. Thank you. It's so true.
I know. Oh my God. But you know, we're slowly turning the tide of knowledge and realize it. Because I've always had a feeling death is, you know, of course. And I love what Camille said in the interview about not using the word loss, because that word loss implies something has gone, and it hasn't. It's simply transitioned into a different type of energy. So, yes,
yeah, I agree mm-hmm. with that, and it's evident. Mm-hmm. I mean, the evidence is all around us all the time. Loss is really our choice, you know, if we see it as a loss, if our minds are not open to more, something might seem lost. But it's not mm-hmm. lost. It still exists. We still exist. Our relationships exist. They change. They transition. But they're not gone.
That's so
they're
beautiful.
They're eternal.
That's exactly right. And we go on. We don't die. I love Sandra Champlain's just simple little expression, we don't die. Yeah, and I think, you know, we look at this physical existence, some people, and it is, you're right, it's how we view it. Because I know that some of the most spiritual people, the most connected to spirit, are the ones who've gone through just terrible times, you know. It's like make the book of Job look like a walk in the park, you know, and yet they come through with a faith that can't be shaken. And I think that's probably on purpose. We're meant to do that, because I look at the world and I think, well, if you leave nature alone, everything works fine on its own. It's in a beautifully organized and calibrated world. And so why would death be the one anomaly in such a perfect design, you know? Why would death be the only one thing or the one mistake? It's not at all. Can you imagine having to stay on the earth as more and more people come to join you? The schoolroom, the classroom would be so crowded, you know?
I love that. I love that way of putting it, you know,
well,
the lineups would be so long.
It was.
Wow.
I have another analogy too that I wonder what you guys think of about this, because dealing with your books and everything, Camille. So, you know, I think the more the world is changing, you know, sometimes it's not changing for the better, but I really do feel people are getting more in touch with their spirituality in their own way. Don't you think eventually that it will be the norm for us to be sitting down, possibly having a conversation with some of our family members that have passed?
Absolutely.
You know, right now it's all the woo-woo and everything, but I think the more people are educated with people like you and your interviews, that the more it's just going to become a thing in the future.
Yeah, I agree, and it is becoming a thing. It's going kind of from woo-woo to woo, and then eventually I think it's just going to become a thing, because there's so much research out there now that has, and you know, humanity has evolved, and you know, and will continue to evolve. The universe moves forward and evolves, and you know, our knowledge has evolved along with it. Maybe some of our actions haven't.
I
need to evolve, but maybe it's the knowledge that comes first. You know, but yes, communicating with beings, people in spirit, that's already happening. And there's research that has been going on for years that has begun to demonstrate results. And there's a couple of chapters in the book that are very interesting. One is Dr. Mark Pitstick and Dr. Gary Schwartz. They are working on a project called the Soul Phone, and they are getting they're getting results that are replicable results. So their research is actually showing that this is happening. Dr. Sonia Rinaldi, who you mentioned earlier, her research in trans communication across the veil gets actual results. And she does her research in Brazil. She has volumes and volumes of, confirmed evidence of communication across the veil, not just voice communication called electronic voice phenomenon, but her research goes beyond that, where she's able to get three-dimensional moving images that spirit can manipulate in her laboratory within a vapor chamber. So what's happening is the light and energy and sound and everything is being, that's all energy, light, sound, and the varying, vibrational and rates of energy of light and sound and other forms of energy, spirit can manipulate it and create. And that's the big thing Aaron has told me from across the veil is creation. That's what energy does. Energy continuously creates and recreates. And the love is the source of creation energy. And so this is where we need to wake up. We're going through a spiritual awakening now, humanity is. And there's always a lot of chaos and disorganization, you know, as we go through these awakenings and then come through it and come to the realization that we actually create our existence. We create our world. We're creating that. And once people wake up to that realization that we're creating that, we become closer to the source of creation, which is love. And that's where our loved ones are.
That is so amazing. I just got chills. That is great. I love it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Great. Well, I get chills every time I hear things like this from Aaron, because, you know, this sounds big, much bigger than you know, we're able to understand. But I think people need what fits within the three-dimensional their three-dimensional reality. People need to be able to see evidence of it, and we're beginning to see evidence of it now.
Yeah,
that's why I think that's why a lot of people are awakening, because of the science and what you're talking about and your books, like you're writing with Jessica, I mean, and the Facebook pages and the radio shows, and, you know, we just have to keep keeping on to spread the message. But I think that's the reason why I'm here, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you showed up like magic, Tony. That's great to know.
And why we're amazing. Together now, you know, we're all being guided. This is all being guided by our loved ones. I mean, you know, when we were doing the book, Jessica and I and over 40 other authors, you know, we kind of joked around, we have a book club across the veil. It's a stadium full of souls. And, you know, but it's really not a joke. It's really evident that's what it is.
Wow.
It's happening, right? And
totally.
Thank you so much, Camille, for just explaining it in that way and in that light, because it makes so much sense, too. And I think as we, you know, as we shine a light on it, really is what we're doing. It really takes a lot of that stigma out of, you know, communicating with your loved ones in spirit. It's just,
I just want to add, because Elizabeth, one of our team, is in the chat room, and she's adding some lovely things. If you're always trying to be normal, you'll never know how amazing you can be. And that's Maya Angelou. And she's talking about Jesus. Am I talking about the ascended master Christ? Talks about creating just like he does, he, she, or whoever, you know, it doesn't matter. The gender doesn't matter. But we create. And that's, boy, that's true. I was just thinking as you guys were speaking that fear is so tiring, being afraid all the time. And once you just sort of realize how simple, Jaden has helped so much with that, because his connection is so simple and sweet. And I'm like, dude, you know, he's like, there's no confusion around it. He's just like a presence, and how beautiful. And Aaron, you know, he's doing the same thing. And I guess you've heard of Eric Medus, and there's Annie Kagan. Her brother came through the afterlife of Billy Fingers. As you were saying, let's normalize the heck out of it, because it will be so less tiring, you know, if we're not freaking out. And you know what? Enjoy a horror movie if that's your thing, but don't tie it to what's really going on. You know what, folks? We need to move on to some callers. So, will Aaron? For Camille, will Aaron? I mean, if Aaron has anything to offer the caller, I'm assuming he'll just talk through you and ditto Jaden. And I never know who's coming through for me, but what we'll do is I'll give my little thing, Tony will go, and then you guys just can be open-ended at the end of the session, mini reading we're doing. Okay.
Sure.
Beautiful. All right. Now, we've got a patient caller here, so we'll see. 919, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Thank you. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. You were in the chat room briefly, were you? Is that?
Yes, when I logged on, so I may have.
I'm always delighted to see you when you join. I always want to offer you a donut.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, how can we help you today? Did you have a question for Camille and Jessica and Jaden and Tony and me, the whole gang?
I do. I had been torn about which question to ask, but I think I'm going to ask about relationship. I was in a relationship with this lady, and it ended, and then I met someone recently, and it was really good for a few weeks. but it just kind of taken a little turn, and it's just not feeling as healthy as I would love to. So I'm just trying to see if this is, it's just that
pressure,
moment
yeah.
that I needed to kind of get myself back into dating, or is it worth the effort?
Oh, of course, yeah. Hi, Kay, this is Lynn. I'm not sure why, but is there somebody you're connected with who's a weightlifter or a bodybuilder or like a health nut, you know what I mean?
Yes, in the health
field, okay.
Yes.
That's not this person, is it?
Mm-hmm. She used to be, yes. She used to be a bodybuilder a long time ago, but she's a two-time cancer survivor, and after that, mm-hmm. she ended up getting lymphedema, so she can't do any huge
okay.
weightlifting. But yes, that would be.
Okay, love. Here's what I'm getting is that it's not you. The problems that you're feeling, this happens with healers. And you are, you know, you're an empath, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What happens with empaths sometimes is when they're with other people, they bring other people's pain to the surface. Okay, I know a few people that do that. What's happening here, you can, now it depends on whether you think this person is a good choice for long-term kind of thing, but if you care about this person, get the patience going like crazy. Be very, very patient, because the pain down there is coming to the surface, and this is you acting as a healer to someone. So love is love is love. So it doesn't matter if it's a relationship or if it's just a friendship. The love can be the same energy, right? So if you want to heal, help this person, be very patient with her, because it's not you. It's you are catalyzing a sort of soul release. There's a lot of stuff
I
down there.
That.
Okay.
I
wrote down societal pressure. A lot of worrying about what other people think of her. That's a terrible disease amongst so many of us. Like, we are so worried about, you know. So you can get out your safety net and be a loving friend for as long, and then it might turn into something better. You never know. But just make love your foundation. Tony, do you want to go ahead and see what's for you there?
Yeah. And I know we say this a lot, but I got exactly the same thing. The first thing that came to my mind was patience. I drew steps, and I feel like you guys are like, you know how when you meet somebody and it's all exciting, and then, you know, as the time goes on, you start, starts like evening out, or you're going up different steps that you get closer. So I feel the same. I feel like you're on about the third step. And there's and it's definitely not you. I see the world for you. You can basically have anybody you want. But I think there's a reason why that you've connected with this person, and it's probably what Lynn said. They have some deep things that have gone on in the past with health and other reasons that they think they've been stomped on more than others. And I just think maybe you're there to help her rise above a bit. But as far as a relationship, I see it more as friends and you teaching her a lesson of type. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect
but
sense.
But I feel like
a lot of the things. I do, but it's just so not. It's taking me back to an unhealthy space, and I can tell hers is truly unhealthy. And her tone is just a little bit sharp, and I'm just not willing to go back to that. So.
Yeah, no, it's too much. I also see the pot is too full. It's a lot.
And
I just, you know, I see a picture of you with your hands out and, like, you know, you're just getting to the right place where you want to be in your life, and it's hard to carry baggage. Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, okay. That's what I figured and I thought, but thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Hi, Kay. This is Jessica.
Hi.
And what I had gotten for you from this point, this card just slipped out, and I think it's kind of like a domino effect between
Lynn, Tony, and now me. And this card flipped out in the upright, and it's a card to remind you. They're asking you to remain present, to remember to stay present, because you live in the moment and are able to bring forth the energy of love in all your current circumstances. So they're just wanting you to kind of be still during certain moments, you know, in these situations, and be present with it.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Thank you.
So, hi, Kay. It's Camille. And it's really interesting, you know, what Jessica just said about building on each other's, and Aaron, the first thing Aaron showed me was, and Aaron speaks to me, I can hear him in his voice, and what he said to me was, go with what your gut is saying, and get out of your head a little, because the universe will give to it, the universe is giving, spirit is giving, and what you will do when you get out of your head is open yourself to receiving. And when you're over-focused on giving all the time, as Lynn said, as an empath, sometimes we aren't opening ourselves up to receiving. And the universe will guide you when you open yourself up to receiving the energy in your gut.
Okay. It makes sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It makes sense. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Let us know how it goes, Kay, and have a beautiful Sunday.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What a nice soul. Okay.
Yep.
I'm trying to go in.
The spirit team.
Yeah, no kidding. Eh? It's,
spirit
it's
teamwork.
Just such a gift. Hi, 951. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please? 951, are you with us? Okay.
Nope, I just want to talk. I mean, listen.
That's okay. All right. Well, let's move on then. 2860, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Hi, it's Amala.
Hello, Amala. How are you? Amala's an old friend of the Sacred Embers Network and has called us over the years. And Amala, you're also an author. Meet Camille.
Yes, I am.
And
I
Jessica
actually,
and...
Yeah, it's interesting. I am. I actually, just the gist of it, for those of you who don't know me, is I am visually impaired, and I wrote a memoir / self-help book that came out in 2019. It's a hybrid of a memoir, and there are 12 stories based on universal themes like facing loss and taking self-care and speaking your truth. And then I offer 3 healing tips at the end of each story in that book. And then my recent second book came out last year, June of 21, and it's just an inspirational book. It's called Amala Speaks 365. So there's 365 reflections. I'm a deep thinker, so I got my, you know, hard hat on of philosophy and all sorts of enlightening phrases and sayings that I came up with. So, yeah.
Wow.
Wonderful.
That's
wow.
Great.
Well, that's fantastic.
Giving so much.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go ahead, hon.
It was tough. I mean, it was, I'm so grateful whatever divine guided me that the heavier book, which is a memoir, was before the pandemic, because I can't imagine trying to write that looking back when we hit the pandemic. So, yeah.
Divine.
It's all divine timing. Yeah.
It certainly is. Well, is there a question we can answer for you today, Amala? Or
sure.
Give a go at?
So, Yeah, so in a nutshell, like in, since December, I would say, I've been really, the phrase comes to mind is, scraping out the barrel of karma and just things that I need to take care of and release and let go. And the highlight was I went to Florida in June, and I just completely surrendered, and I went by myself. It was kind of like an eat, pray, love retreat for myself. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. It was such a wonderful thing for me. And so I think it was like the floodgates opened. And so my question is, you know, do you see me meeting somebody special myself for me, relationship-wise?
Okay. Okay, Amala, it's Lynn, and I wrote down the phrase full circle. It feels like you've completed, as you say, the floodgates opened, and it feels like you've completed a kind of a cycle in your life. And the energy, it feels like you're going to reverse the energy here. Whereas before, you felt you needed somebody, a special someone in your life. At this point, it feels like that's reversed. You will draw to you the one who is worthy. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you understand? So it feels like you're pulling this person. So I think we're talking about manifesting, but also letting go and allowing it to come to you rather than you pursuing it. Your greatest love affair is going to be with your own sacred self while you're on the earth. And the thing is, I'm getting this feeling that you have had, well, I mean, I've kind of known you a little over the years when you've called into the shows. But I've also realized that you've hooked up with a few, I'd say you've kissed a few frogs, right? So I would say don't kiss any more frogs and make the request to the universe or what, you know, the great spirit, whatever you refer to, this love energy, make the request and then let go and allow it to happen for you. So you're pulling the energy rather than pushing the energy. You don't have to pursue it anymore. It's something that you will manifest with your energy, right? You've come a long way and you've really, you know what I mean? Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans and just celebrate what you've done. It's huge growth and I really admire you. Tony, you want to take it over from here?
Sure. Hi, how are you? This is
Thank
Tony.
You.
So,
hi.
So that's amazing, your story. And while you were telling your story about your books, I drew like the sun and the mountains. And like, so you've been everywhere on this eat, pray, love journey of yours, even though, you know, it was just in Florida. But were you, and then I think you were attracted mostly to the water in Florida.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
I still am.
I know.
Yeah.
I can see that. And that's why I got, I pulled a card and it was the Hermit. And so that's exactly what you did, your inner reflection, your meditation, that all helped you, like what Lynn said, you know, come full circle. But then I wrote down surfer. So I don't know if you're going to meet a surfer or if you met somebody in Florida that was a surfer and you enjoyed talking to that person.
Okay.
But that's what I wrote. So I don't know if that's going to happen or that I feel you're going to go back to the water and it's got something to do with that. But
that makes sense because I actually was just this was totally unexpected again. I had friends, acquaintances actually invite me on a boat for the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. So I'm really drawn to the water. This week I want to go on a kayak. And I'm visually impaired, so I actually hired a guide to just take me out on the water. I'm just so drawn to it. Yes, that makes sense to me, though.
Well, that's weird because I think you're going to hire an instructor to teach you how to surf after this. So it could be that person that is going to help you do that. But I think maybe after your canoe thing, you were looking at the water and saying, gosh, that would be awesome if I could surf. But with, you know,
oh, my gosh. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe I don't know. It seems like fun. I just got a bunch of fun out of whatever you're doing now and to just go with it.
Thank you. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will.
Hi, Amelia. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
And hi. Right when you came on, before you asked a question, I pulled a card for you and flipped it over. So that's there. And then when you started asking your question, I laughed. I just have to say my son, Jaden, he's in spirit, just had this really, really almost silly, like love-struck smile on his face as he was nodding. So that was a big yes that he's indicating that that's a definite possibility that it's going to flow straight to you. Like you don't have to, you know, look for it, search for it, work for it. It's just allow it to flow straight to you.
Sure.
And so it was really cool confirmation because the card that I had gotten from you, I flipped it over and the card is a card of unity, which is just a double confirmation of that, that you understand love shared with another amplified as a ripple effect across the universe. So
yeah.
I really like the symbolism of the unity card coming up after that confirmation from Spirit.
Yes.
That
yes.
sounds awesome.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Good luck
actually,
with everything.
My...
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm really excited, you know, for
yeah.
for new beginnings. And that circling back, like the circle, full circle is yeah, this, everything. You
yeah.
know, all of you, you have
right.
to say it all makes sense to me. Beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So, Amala, that's a beautiful name you have, first
Thank
of all. And it's Camille and Aaron, when you began speaking,
yeah.
Aaron showed me a light being, and it's you. It's your inner light. And he told me that you're shining your inner light, and that's what you've been doing, and you've been building on that and building on that.
Yeah.
And he's showing me that the more you have done, the more you have given, the more you will receive, and you're building your own confidence to receive, and you're ready
yeah.
to receive, and just keep going. He's saying, just keep going the way you're going. You're doing everything that's good for you in your journey, and you will, your light will attract the right person.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride. That's the way to say it, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I appreciate the compliment. You know, it doesn't come easy, but it's possible. Anything's possible if you're willing to do the work. And that's my motto. That's for sure.
Wow.
And now I surrender. The word I hear from all of you is surrendering
mm-hmm.
and just
mm-hmm.
being. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
Here, Jane Taylor's line, Amala, for you. Try not to try too hard. It's just a lovely ride. And
I love
and
that.
You sure have done the
and
work,
I think,
my dear. Mm-hmm.
I think
yep,
that's what's attracting me to the water because the waves flow. And that's what's
yeah.
really like, I forget, I think it was Jessica, I think, who said that. But yeah, it really, the water is really calling me. And I know, I don't have water in my chart astrology-wise. And this year, for whatever reason, I'm so drawn to water. And it's, yeah, it's all beautiful. I just can't wait to call back with the follow-up.
We'll
tell you what happens.
Yeah. Oh, Amala, thank you so much for calling. It was lovely to hear from you, and it gives a little drop of sunshine for all of us on the team to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so very much for all of you and your gift, and thank you for all the messages. It all makes sense. Thank you.
Thanks, love.
Awesome.
Okay, happy
Wonderful.
Sunday. Okay, happy Sunday, and love and light to you.
Happy.
All right. Now, let's see. I think our next caller is 954. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Mary. Nice to hear you, ladies.
Mary,
hi.
Good. And hi. Your audio's a bit fuzzy, Mary. Is there any way to fix that?
Let me change settings.
Might be your local.
Is that better?
Might be your local.
That's
sure.
Better.
Yeah, I think so. How can we help
How's
you,
Mary? How's that? Okay.
Perfect. That's great.
I have a problem with my car, and I've had it to a couple mechanics, and I'm wondering if you see that I'm supposed to take it to another mechanic next week. Is there going to be a resolution or what you pick up?
This is a weird question, Mary. This is Lynn.
I know.
What's the car doing?
I had a new compressor installed in the AC, and it's still blowing hot air. So they haven't figured out why this isn't coming on and doing its job. It's a brand new compressor. Oh, it's really a puzzling situation.
Well, they're making me feel like this is something really, really not a big problem, but if you be careful where you take it, because I feel like this is not a difficult fix. It's something almost like a bad part or something, but don't let yourself get charged thousands of bucks, because it feels like this is a really simple fix. And you're asking whether you should go to another mechanic.
Well, I'm taking it back to one that I've been to in the past that seems to be working for me. And if he's going to find the problem and get it fixed.
We'll go back to the one you trust, because I'm literally hearing in my head why I oughta, in terms of you being ripped off by somebody. Be careful, because it's...
Because he installed the compressor and didn't finish the job.
He did a very good job, or there's something dumb, like a bad connection or something. I'm not a huge mechanic, but I'm feeling like it's not a big, stupid thing. So be very careful. Go to the guy you trust and have them, like, look at it. Maybe reinstall another one or compare it, but it should not be blown into this giant thing. Tony, what are you picking up, love?
Well, I drew an anteater, and I would never do that. So I looked up, I'm like, why am I drawing an anteater? But I Googled it, and so an anteater, although they're harmless, can be really deadly, meaning they will suck the life out of you. So I feel the same, that that mechanic is just sucking up your money. And to go back to the healer that you had first time, which I guess you know the mechanic already, but you definitely need to go to something different.
This is the fourth one now. So this is going to be going back to the past one and seeing if he can finally resolve this problem. I do have to pay a diagnostic fee, which could be partially applied, but I've already put in quite a bit. And I really can't afford to buy a new one right now or even a used one. So I'm trying to keep this car going as long as possible. At least maybe till the end of summer, but without AC, I can't even get in the car. It's horrible.
No, definitely. I think you're right about it being something simple, but something just came through to me. Do you have any sons or grandsons at all?
No, I don't have anybody right here that can look at it.
No.
If there was, believe me, I'd be reaching out.
Not that they would look at it, that they know somebody in your area that possibly could look at it, or a friend.
I've already gone that route, referral and that type of thing. And this particular one has had a pretty good record, and, people have referred him on the local websites, and they've done a good job on their cars. So, other than that, I don't know.
Well, can you bring that friend with you to go talk to him?
I don't have access. I mean, it's like a next door website. If you're familiar, it's neighborhood people, and I don't. They're not, you know, they're not putting their name out to come and assist. They're just giving, you know, their view on it, their review. It's like good reviews, bad reviews, you know, and it's a person that's got several good reviews, and checking them out. Been there before. But I too feel it's not as big a deal as they're all saying. I still think there's something being overlooked. That's my gut feeling. That is not, cannot be that bad. Because with a brand new compressor and 2 years ago a condenser installed and whatever tubes or whatever they put in, that's been taken care of. Freon's in it. It's like something is not making it switch on and cool. So it's a weird thing. And it's just, you know, running around all these places in the heat and not getting answers and spending a lot of money on nothing.
I don't know if you should change and go back to another one. I'm wondering if you can just plead your case to this guy. Or person, and let them know, you know, that what you have done in the past, reiterate to them, and maybe, you know, let them know that you don't have that much money, and you've gotten a new compressor and all this, and if they could just figure out what they're missing. Elizabeth in the chat said the fan keeps coming in for her. I don't know if you've had that checked out or... Has anybody mentioned
anything
about
that? Well, they claim they've the most obvious things, you know, just one of them mentioned possibly something electrical, but the first guy said that they needed to install a relay switch, and nobody else has mentioned that, but he never came back and finished the job, and I'm not going back to him, obviously, because he didn't complete the work. So I'm wondering if that switch is the key that they're overlooking. I've done some research online and looked things up, and it sounds like it could be possible. I don't know if I should mention that.
Go ahead. Somebody calling.
Okay.
Go ahead, somebody. Yeah.
Oh, it's Jessica. Hi, Mary.
Yeah, go ahead, Jessica.
Hi.
I keep
What's
the,
your input?
Yeah, as you keep talking about a switch, I feel like, yes, it's something simple like that.
Yeah.
But I, whoever you were dealing with before, it's not going to happen there. And I just keep hearing you being lovingly guided and to another place that they're going to see that it's so simple and it's not going to cost you much. Like, it's almost like that.
Okay, so I've got an appointment for tomorrow to go back to the person that I had gone to in the past who's done multiple repairs. So are you feeling the company name is Jumbo. How does that resonate?
What? How did you say it?
Jumbo.
Jumbo, like the elephant.
Oh, Jumbo.
So, Mary, this is Camille.
Okay.
So Aaron tells me he speaks to me, and what he said is it's electrical. It's a connection that has to be made. So it sounds to me from what everyone's saying is that you are making the right move, you know, to go back and have that looked at.
Yeah.
And does his name resonate, Jumbo, as a person who could possibly be the answer and find it?
Not, you know, I have to sit with that because sometimes Aaron tells me things later. So I can certainly, if it doesn't come through during the call, I can certainly let Lynn know what Aaron says, and she can let you know, maybe post it somehow. Or, you know, Aaron showed me rain, so I don't know if there's rain in the forecast where you are, but it's, so he showed me that
That's a good thing. If it's raining,
okay.
That's what he showed
yeah,
me.
Yeah, raining off and on. It will be raining tomorrow, no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blessings Jesus. From heaven, hopefully.
Yeah.
Our other person in the chat also said same thing as Camille did, that it's electrical, or like Elizabeth did, electrical in the sand, something very simple. Like, so hopefully Camille will be the person.
I guess the my parting question then is that something then they will find and resolve.
I think you have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Or mention it. Mention these things to them. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really hard to stand up to people, but gently
yeah,
but firmly.
Yeah, it is. They feel a little rebuffed when they're the expert and you're not, and, you know, they're charging a diagnostic.
You have to. Let them know.
But
because
no
I feel
choice.
Like they're taking... Right. You got to act like you know what you're talking about a little bit
right.
or what. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Three more months of summer, you know, if we're going to get through it, it's really going to be rough without it. So I really need it, you know, desperately. If it was anything else
like
minor, forget it.
I do feel like it will be resolved, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
You think it's positive, then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the plan anyway, and if I get some answers, I'll let you know for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks
right,
for calling
ladies.
In, Mary.
Take
well, good
care.
Luck
Have
with
good
it.
Week.
Good luck with
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Bye.
Absolutely. Bye. Wow. It's a shame, you know, some people take advantage of others who haven't got the knowledge of whatever, you know, it is. And As you know, Camille was explaining and Aaron was explaining to us, it's those tiny little acts of, you know, yuck or yum, good or, you know, are you making someone's life harder or easier? And it all counts. It all adds up. So let's see where we're going next. Okay. 651, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. I think, is that our guest from last year? Or last week, I mean?
Yeah, last week.
Yes.
Yep. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome back. Did you have fun last week, I hope?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed
it. Yeah, that's excellent. Well, did you have a question for the team today?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of, like, light and shadows, and I'm assuming they're spirits. And I'm just wondering, maybe like if there's a message or who they are, kind of what they want.
Christiana, does the name Francis resonate for you? Someone on the other side? Francis? Yeah.
Do we have any Francines in our family? Or
my
Francis?
Grandmother.
No.
Okay, and I don't know why, but the name, oh, I'm getting chills with it, too, the name Francis.
Yep.
So, well, it's not necessarily a I'd be interested to find out what everybody else is feeling, because I feel that, yeah, you're starting to get clairvoyant, right? So it'll often manifest as, like, sparkles to the side of your vision, in your peripheral vision.
Yes.
Sparkles, shadows, lights. Consider it as being able to see through a glass darkly right now. We're getting little bits and glimpses, but not the whole picture. But, no, it's cool. I'll keep developing your abilities, really. It's nothing to worry about. You know, tap it, talk to them. I'm glad you're getting that. Tony?
I got the name. I got grandmother, though, or somebody's grandmother. Francine is what I got, Francine.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Yeah. I wrote it down the same time you were talking, you know, right before you talked. But then I got grandmother. I don't know if it's necessarily your grandmother or it could be somewhere back further in your family tree, like far back. But
like what Lynn is saying, that happens to me now all day long. So, and I just discovered all of that happening to me in the last year. So it is sparkles and shadows, and then all of a sudden something will appear or move over. I don't know, but you're on your way.
Sorry to interrupt. It just occurred to me, Francine was also the name of Sylvia Brown's main spirit guide. Who knows, right? We may have called some long distance help in. Who knows? Anyway, carry on. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. I was just going to say, hi, Christiana. This is Jessica. And I completely agree with Lynn. I feel that it's nothing threatening, but that it's like you're going through, you're kind of shifting, going through shifts right now. And it's like your spiritual eyes are, it's like the veil's being lifted more and more, and you'll be able to start seeing things, you know, kind of out the corner, the side of your eye. I remember back in, 2013, right after my son transitioned home, I actually went to the eye doctor because I kept seeing like these flashes or these little balls of light right out the corner of my eye, or they would be in the corner of my eye, enter frame, and then fly back out of frame, enter frame. And it was just, I didn't know what to think. I thought something was wrong with my eyes. So, everything checked out just perfect, and I came to find out shortly after that it was my angels. That's actually like the crystalline, the shimmering of angels. That's kind of how they look, like sparkly, like Tony was saying. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really neat. It's something to definitely embrace.
Yeah. So hi, Christiana. It's Camille.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know, Aaron asked me, my son Aaron is speaking to me, and he asked me if you know someone with the either first initial A or AL, does that resonate with you? Maybe a grandfather
there's an uncle that start with an A, that's in spirit. Uncle
Elfred. Is there an AL?
No, his last initial would be an N, but his name was Elfred.
Well, there's an AL. And actually, Aaron said ALF. Okay, so that was the first thing Aaron said was A-L, and he said it a grandfather, so it could be like a father figure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Aaron is saying that sometimes energy from this energy is coming to you, and you're seeing flashes of light from this energy, and this is a loving energy that's coming to you and letting you know that you're good, things are good in your world. They come to us to let us know that things are good. They're here for us. They're letting us know that they're fine, we're good. And but Jessica also raised a good point. If these are new sightings for you, it could be the beginning of spirit sightings. I was also a nurse a former nurse, but it is good. Jessica made a good point to see an eye doctor when you do have new things in your field of vision, just to rule that out.
A while. Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
Okay. So Aaron said it's a grandfather or father figure with that name. So that's who's coming through to you.
Huh, I wish I knew who they were. I don't recognize the name, so. But
maybe yeah. Later you'll think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is Alfred on this side?
He crossed over quite a while ago.
Well, I think Aaron's telling me that he's around you and he's watching you and making sure you're good, letting you know everything's good.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he's one of your guides revealing himself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, Christiana, why don't you try a few tools to maybe sort of get the connection rolling? Try some automatic writing or maybe just a pendulum or, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. But, you know, I think that you're going to get this information yourself. You know, you're developing your skills as a medium, as a psychic. So, and look at all, you know, look where you've come, like you're getting the clairvoyant abilities coming in. So I'd just keep making your abilities bigger and wider and stronger. And remember, too, I'm just getting the message that, as Camille said in her interview, they can be everywhere at once, which is a heavy-duty concept for us puny humans. But,
mm-hmm.
but you know, in spirit, it's like, yep, there you go. So just remember, you know, they can be there. They're a thought away. You know, so don't hold back on the connecting. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Lo. That's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
nice to hear from you too.
Thanks so much. Okay. Everybody got in
Lynn,
there, did they?
Can I butt in for 1 second?
Sure, Tony.
Can I butt in for 1 second? Okay, so my friend who's listening, she wants to know if any of you guys are hearing anything that is like, she's going to try to record it, but she said it's like a compressor on the line. I said, I'm not hearing that. Are you?
Hearing what? Sorry, I couldn't hear what
kind
you
kind of a weird sound word? Like a compressor or something like that.
No.
And I said, no.
It might be my air conditioner. I'm not sure.
It could be your air conditioner. Okay.
In the background, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Very weird.
I can't hear anything.
It's weird. I can't hear it either, but she definitely, she doesn't like talking on the air, but she listens to us every week. And she said that, you know, she was visited by, I believe it was Michael, the Archangel, this week that was telling her to get up and go out and get what you need. It's funny. She was telling me all about it. But
well,
it could be any one of us spirits that join us every day. Right?
Yeah.
Every show. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I hope it's not anything. I mean, none of us is hearing anything. So
no,
just
her. Yeah.
Maybe what she's hearing is the answer to Mary's problem. It might be the compressor.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that is.
How cool is that? I love it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so where I'm lost now. Where were we? That was 651 was our last caller, right? All right. So, yeah, I should apply for a job as an operator here. Okay. I'm pretty sure I got the right.
I'm not that great.
That's okay, Tony. 646, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi. So I have a question. I'm a little concerned about someone my daughter is seeing, and she's very a sweet, loving, and very trusting girl, and I'm concerned that this boy she's seeing is unstable emotionally and perhaps may even be taking advantage of her. Like, I'm concerned that it may be, I don't know, possibly, I don't know what to say, unhealthy. And I'm just wondering if what you gals see around this, there's something recently happened between the two of them, and it's my daughter's a little upset. And I'm just wondering if you see her sticking with this guy, or is she going to?
I'm already. Can I just jump in?
Yeah,
real quick?
Of course.
Coming in.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm already being told.
Who is this, by the way?
This is Jessica. Sorry about that. I just jumped right in there. I'm just being told that it be for your daughter's best interest to probably stay away from him.
Yeah. She needs
to
leave.
That she will decide that, because it's not up to us, obviously, and, you know.
Oh, just, right.
Yeah.
I
so
mean,
will she ultimately decide that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
She knows
how we feel. It's like up to her.
Oh,
and
right.
Yeah, my gut says,
yeah,
like, he's bad news, but obviously it's up to her. And I'm just wondering if you
right.
see this going anywhere, or is she going to, you know, understand that he's not the one for her, or is she going to continue? Because obviously, as a mom, I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think she's going to understand in time.
In time. That's the key, you know, like, how long will it take before she understands?
Right. I don't think it's going to take as long as, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, there's always possible other possible outcomes, and they're always
mm-hmm.
just potentials. But I mean,
mm-hmm.
as far as the direction that it's flowing now, yeah, I don't think
mm-hmm.
it's going to be very long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
Anyone else?
You know, and I understand from a parent's perspective too. You know, and I just you know, I try to give my daughter the best advice as well with relationships, and it's. And sometimes it's hard. We want, you know, and sometimes that's really all we can do. You know, I mean, we can't make them do anything. It's just,
no, you can't make the decision
hard, but,
for them.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
right.
Yeah. So we can only say what we feel, and it's up to them. And but yeah, I was just concerned, and I was just wondering if psychically, if you guys pick up anything, and like,
what do you have,
if it's going to stick.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm like you, Jessica. I immediately, thought something was wrong. And when you were talking about your daughter, at first I drew a rose, because she really is a very lovely person, inside and out. And then I got a really black feeling about, and then I drew like a brain, like he is trying very hard to take over her thinking. In her brain.
Oh, God.
But she's smarter than that. You know, she is going back and forth, and I think because you guys are there for her and she knows how you feel, I think that is what's helping.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing, I think, is helping her situation, but I'm not getting a good feeling about him at all. But I feel like Jessica does, that it will be sooner than later that he will... She's
mm-hmm.
really thinking hard and not letting him penetrate like he's trying to, the brain, you know, her thoughts.
Gosh, he's bad news. Yeah, I don't understand why she doesn't get it, because they had broken up initially earlier in the year, and then all of a sudden I realize that they're back. I found out through another person. She didn't tell me, because she knows how adamantly opposed I am. And so, like, of course, I was like, oh, my God, this is not good. You're back. And so I'm just like, I don't know, just really upset.
Yeah,
over
it's a lot of
it.
Broken promises that aren't happening. And he promised a lot. And I think she is realizing that it is broken promises. you know, I don't have a timeline because it's hard because of, you know, self-will, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I do see a positive thing coming out of this. I don't, and she would have learned lessons also, so it's going to be better, but yeah, she did go back with him, and she did try to hide it from you, but I don't, so however you found out, it was meant to be out in the open again, so you would know to keep an eye out.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm just, I can't do much. All I'm doing is praying at this point because, you know, kids, they're adults. I can't do much. I can, she knows how I feel, and that's why she didn't actually even tell me that we're seeing each other again. She's actually trying to hide it from me, which is upsetting, but, you know, that's just, the more important concern here is that she realizes to break away from this guy. And you know, because there's someone so much better out there for her. She's a lovely, lovely person. And I just think, like, he's taking advantage of her sweetness and kindness. And
all of the above, unfortunately. You can do my old witch trick. It's kind of funny, but you can do that until she realizes. You can just get a bowl of either plastic or glass of sugar and write his name on a piece of paper, stick it in the sugar, and put it in the freezer. And then this way he has to be nice to her until she realizes what's going on. So nothing will happen. I mean, that worked for me, but it's just an old good witch trick. Up to you.
I
completely.
But I'd be concerned, like, if he's acting sweet, then that'll make her just stay with him more and, like, say, oh, I have to give him another chance. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, no, it doesn't act sweet. I said that wrong. It just kind of tries to ward off the evil a little bit for her, not for him. He won't change.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It protects her a little bit is all.
Okay. All right. On another note, is it possible to ask a question about myself? I'm trying to branch out slowly and offer some counseling, and I'm just wondering if you see that going anywhere. Is it going to be successful, or it's just very part-time thing? It's like nothing, you know, nothing full-time. Just doing it a few hours a week, and I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I just want to stay on the first topic until I guess I don't think we've heard from Camille and Aaron yet, have we?
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you began to tell about the situation, Aaron showed me the guy is feeding off of her energy. Your daughter's energy, and she's at the same time learning, and her own inner strength is building, and he's showing me that the relationship, he talks about sustainability of energies, and he's showing me that it's not a sustainable situation, and that it will unravel, and it will end. And she'll have learned from that. So she's gone back. She knows it's not a good situation, or she wouldn't be hiding it from you. So that's her own strength that she's going to continue to build on. And so, you know, what she has to be careful of going forward is that she doesn't repeat this, and that she learns from it. And so what Aaron is telling me is that, you know, yeah, as parents, it's very difficult to tell our kids, especially when it comes to relationships and, you know, not create a Romeo and Juliet situation. And I know we all worry about these things. And he's saying that what you can do, and it's very interesting that after that you asked about counseling or, you know, offering counseling to people, you can be there for her when she learns this lesson, and she needs someone to turn to, and she will come and turn to you.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I hope so. I mean,
yeah.
That would
that would be a blessing. You know, every parent wants their child to open up to them and feel safe. And, you know, I guess because it's been, because I was so local against him, she felt like she couldn't share and be open. But I'd like it for to come to a point where he can talk to me about anything. And I understand I have to do better, too. You know, and so.
Yeah, Aaron is saying he's very manipulative, the guy. Just be very careful and tread lightly on that. To be there for her because she will be coming.
I hope
when it ends.
Do you have a sense of? Does he know like when? Like, is it soon?
That's the tricky one. Eh?
He's saying it's going to be a shorter journey this time around with this guy. That the first round with him, he's drawn her back in. The second round will be a shorter journey. That's all he's saying.
Okay. Yeah. I hope and pray. Thank you. Thank you.
Sonia, do you mind? Lynn. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to add my notes to the conversation, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. But that's
yeah, please.
Did you have something to? Because I don't mind waiting. Just go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell her about her doing her new business. It says that the beginning of a new venture or task, new ideas, planting seeds for the future, great potential for success. That's all I have.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Trigger.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
but
Lynn.
what you're going through is offering you experience for that down the road. Like you know firsthand, you know.
Yeah.
But what? I just wrote down the notes. Okay, number one is get out your safety net, right? I get that message a lot for people. And I also got, with a big exclamation mark, do not chase, right? I've seen this on when people have lost a cat or a dog and they say, do not chase. And I'm getting this for the situation. Do not chase. The image that accompanies that is, I don't know if you've ever done a thing where you can't quite reach an object that's out of your range, like a set of keys or something. The more you reach for it, the more you knock it out of your way. That's the what I'm getting image-wise for you. Just don't pursue her. He taps her. Yeah, I think everyone said it before that he's tapping her energy. He's feeding off her. I would educate myself about narcissism, not in the sort of bandwagon way that everyone's like, oh, you're a narcissist, but actually read some some psychology about that and get yourself educated. You may have to let her fall. When you're raising a child, you know, sometimes you're trying to walk and you have to let them go, boom. But the thing is, that's the safety net thing. It may take her hitting a wall with this guy, because that's the thing about narcissists. They are very clever in that they know what buttons to push. And there's, you know, he's what a beautiful soul she is, and he's making her feel insecure about herself. And for you, Sonia, the messages that came through is you have an urgent need to calm yourself. So this is where you are going to make yourself strengthened as a spiritual warrior. And it doesn't mean you don't feel fear, but it's what you do with that fear that matters, okay? Use that fear to make yourself strong, because that's where you're going to give the strength to your daughter and then your future clients. Because once you've gotten on that road, I think you're going to be a very huge help for people. You're a natural healer anyway, love, you know?
I've been told I don't feel that.
Well, that's, you know, you're probably standing in your own light a little bit with doubt. I would sort of like get any roadblocks out between you, your sacred self, and the love you have for your soul self. Okay, that you are worthy, you are loved, and you really you need to stomp on the terra while you're here. Okay, so make your mark, make your music, do all that. You know, sound it out, and you're going to be fine. I feel like, as Aaron was saying, it's going to be a shorter time this time, maybe a little more intense, but prep for that. Prep for that. Become that spiritual warrior, and don't forget that fear makes you weak. So use the fear to make yourself strong. Okay? Did anybody want to add anything about that?
No.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, you guys. That's fabulous.
Thank you.
Sonia, call back. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Yes.
A collective shot of love from all of us for your situation.
Oh, thank you. Please, yes, just put that energy out there that she realizes much sooner rather than later. Because this is the second time over, you know. One would have thought that she would have realized the first time and just say, no, this is not good. But it is what it is. We're on all our journey. And thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Okay, love. Thank you so much. And let
Take
us know
care.
How it goes, okay? All
thank
right.
you so much. Blessings
thank
to you,
you
all.
Sonia.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. Okay, moving on then to 856. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
It's Rosemaria.
Okay, thank you. I recognize the voice, but we've got a lot of spiritual and physical presences here. So, hi, Rosemaria. Mm-hmm. How can we help you today?
Whatever's coming in for the positive communication or relationship is going to move forward, or relocation if I'm staying in the U.S. or going overseas again. Either one.
Are you Are you at a crossroads right now, Rosemaria, where you don't know which direction to go into? I'm drawing up a four-way stop as a road, mm-hmm. right? So. Actually, what I'm seeing is the end of the movie Castaway, where he's standing in the middle of four roads that go north, south, east, west. What stop? I guess the question I'm asking: what is stopping you from making the decision? Do you ask yourself that? Do you know the answer?
I'm not stopping myself. It's communication and him. Doing what he's supposed to do with me the right way, if that makes sense. It's not a one-way street. So he has to communicate with me and go with the relationship, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I hate to say this, but I'm really strongly feeling that I would start fresh with another person because I feel like this is dangling you. Anyway, I'm going to see what Tony and Camille and Aaron... we've lost Jessica to another commitment she had, so it's all of us ready to go. So, Tony, do you want to, like, throw your sense in?
As soon as Rosemaria, as soon as you got on the phone, I saw the same thing. I saw a four-way, like, four roads, but, and then it's, the card I picked, it says it's go time. It's time for, you know, that saying, either shit or get off the pot. I hate to say that, but it says instability, delays, unfocused energy, and lack of directions turn out a tendency to hesitate. So this person is never going to make up the mind or his mind or do anything for you, I feel. It's time to hit the road or move on and let that go.
I can't let it go because I already made his choice for himself, and he has to bring me in and let me in my house, if that makes sense. I already made the choice. No giving up. It's too much at stake.
Well, what about his side, though? Is he going to let
you
in? Is he still thinking about it, or what's the thing then? I don't understand.
According to him, I'm married to him. So it's there's two other people in the house. I made the choice just for him, just now. So he knows it before I walk it, and we'll go back home.
Yeah. So are you in the U.S. still, or did you go over?
I'm in the
or
U.S.
Or is he
right
in the
now.
U.S.? And
no,
he's not.
He's never been in the U.S.
Right. He's in another country, right?
Right. He comes here, he can't go back.
Have you ever seen this person?
Yes. I know him for over 45 years.
Oh.
And you've been hanging on for 45 years?
He's known me since I was a kid.
And he's mm-hmm. older?
He's, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a do or die situation?
For him, yeah.
And what about for you?
Not as much.
Yeah, I think you should break away. But that's only me. It doesn't matter. He's not here. You can smudge that. Honestly, I feel that this is your time. Mm. But you have to make the decision. Let's see what Camille and Aaron says. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hi. You know what? I apologize that I wasn't able to hear what you were saying initially. It could be the phone, the connection from where I am. Aaron is basically what he's sending me is that this is not energy that you want to be involved with anymore. It's not healthy energy for you. And he's essentially not advising, but he's agreeing with what Lynn and Tony are saying, that this is not a healthy, energetically not healthy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, make a decision to tell him to go F himself, and that's it, and screw my what comes to me, basically.
Well, I don't know if you should. I just think you should drop, not even say anything, just drop. So, you know, don't block or whatever you need to do that, to move on, because it's been a long, long time, Rosemaria. And I think what Camille was saying and what Aaron was saying is that it's bad karma, bad smoke, black. You know, I think, I don't know how to express myself with that. I don't want to hurt hurt anything or say anything out of context, but I feel very strongly about you needing to move on in any way.
Oh, I have moved on. Yeah, I have moved on. He hasn't, so he's bringing me back
in. But he's far away. So how can he keep?
It don't matter. I live in two different countries. I live there and here,
right.
So I can go back and forth, I please.
Yeah.
Just don't go back. Don't go back. Yeah.
I have to, according to law, I have to go in once in a while.
Yeah. It's up to you, Rosemaria, ultimately, of course. But I'm hearing cord cutting, you know, seriously cord cutting needed. And you never, I think you've forgotten what it's like to be free. So it's a nice thing to remember that you have free will. You know, you do. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Be happy.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I hope that helps, Rosemaria. Keep, you know, follow your heart. And remember, you deserve the very best adventure you can have in the physical, okay? Sometimes that means moving on, but, you know, it's ultimately your choice. Okay, love. Oops. Okay, wait a minute. I'm just seeing a message from Elizabeth.
Mm.
Oh, is this? Okay, so I don't know if this is talking about Rosemaria's situation.
No, I think so.
Oh, no, it's a question. Okay, absolutely. We will do your question, I promise. Let's just try and get a couple more callers in. I did extend the time, so... 917, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hi.
Yes. My name is Ashil.
Ashil?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Ashil.
Welcome to the show. Hi. How can we help you?
I'm thinking about relationship. I'm single. And then I'm hoping, you know, to get into a relationship and eventually getting marriage one day. So I'm just curious, what do you guys see in terms of my future, so to speak?
Okay. Okay, Ashiel, this is Lynn. I'll start this off. I wrote down power struggle. Have you had what would be described as a power struggle in past relationships?
Yeah, I have some issues in past relationships. Yeah, and
I think what your next relationship that you get into, I think it's really important to learn to hold space for the other. And have them and make sure they do the same for you. I'm feeling like the balance gets off quickly and just go slow because it feels like it gets a little too fast. And then there's sort of like bickering starts or arguing starts and it's over dumb stuff that doesn't matter. So next time you have an opportunity for romance, take it slow and make sure you hold space for the other person and that they hold space for you. And I'm talking about make sure respect is there before, respect first, friendship and respect first. Tony, I'll throw this over to you.
Yeah, I feel the same. I got a pause, a state of gratitude, reflecting on your journey, waiting to harvest the fruits of your labor, a sign to keep going. And so I did see hearts. I drew hearts as soon as I got your name. But I think, you have some work to do and to take it slow. As I give thanks for what I am about to harvest, I know that my life is headed in the right direction. So once that you feel that your life is headed in the direction that you've been working towards, then I feel you'll be open to a really good relationship and marriage in the near future.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Ashiel. It's Camille, and Aaron is speaking to me. And what he first said to me, he said the words letting go, and he said that in letting go in the sense of letting go of expectations, not expecting from the other person, but letting the other person give to you in the way that they can give and to let go of the things that you felt were not good in previous relationships and not taking those into the next relationships and just being open to you know, the person, who they are.
Okay.
And learning from previous relationships, but not carrying any baggage into the new one.
Yeah. Can I add something, though?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have someone from my past. You think about past relationships, you know, somebody that I care, who's desperately trying to come back to my life that I don't want because of whatever happened in the past. I don't want that anymore. I want something new. Mm-hmm. But particular person is like very, you know, it's been going on, you know, nonstop, you know, really, you know, spending money on dinner, all of that, but I'm not interested, you know what I mean? Because I took some time off after my oldest relationship to kind of work on myself. So everything that you guys said makes sense, but I'm not going back to the past. So I'm just curious, what kind of energy do you guys feel around it?
Well, I think what Aaron was saying relates to that as well. The first words he told me were, let go, letting go. So he's saying move forward, don't look back, learn from the past, but, you know, keep going forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it's kind of tempting because I'm single, but I just don't want to go back. You know, like I said,
no, don't go back.
No. Okay.
That's your soul talking there. Your soul's telling you, is guiding
you. Telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know,
I think you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron is saying, the person is more afraid of being alone. It's more of a fear-based situation. That person isn't in the same energy zone you're in. So going back is not a good thing to do for you now.
keep going forward.
Yeah.
I totally agree because I feel like I've changed and we can't relate to each other anymore because I'm in a different place mentally. So it's just like it's like dealing with strangers. And I think some days, sometimes I'm like, damn, I'm asking myself, why did we get involved with somebody like that? But, you know, it's in the past. So, you know.
Yeah.
Right. We all learn and move on.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nothing is wasted experience-wise. You're doing a lot better. When you know better, you do better, as Maya Angelou says.
Yeah.
So very,
that's
very
right.
Good. Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Ashiel. We have to keep moving. I've got one more caller, and then we have a question in the chat room. So
thank you so much
for your
you're
calling
welcome.
In.
Thank you.
So you have to leave,
thank
right,
you.
Camille? Do you have to leave? Can you answer a question before you leave, though, you and Aaron?
I can do one more quick call and answer a question before I have to go.
Okay.
You're awesome. Thank you. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
So do you want to read it, Tony? That's want to do
sure.
Elizabeth's question?
Elizabeth
yeah.
In the chat, she said that she feels that someone, a man, is trying to sabotage her career as an actor. Is it her imagination, or is there really someone out there in the world or on the other side? It seems like somebody with a lot of power. Any initials or anything descriptive would be great.
So it's Camille. I can answer that question for Elizabeth right away because Aaron answered it immediately.
Oh, wow.
There is no one on the other side trying to sabotage anything ever.
Okay.
So it's not someone on the other side that is trying to sabotage Elizabeth in any way. Everyone on the other side is either a guide or helping. So Elizabeth is seeing it as sabotage, possibly, but it's not. It may feel like sabotage when our guides throw up a roadblock. We might see that as sabotage, but actually when we look back later and something better opened up because of that roadblock, then we know, oh, that wasn't sabotage, that was actually help. So what Aaron said is to tell Elizabeth to follow her soul and follow her heart to what's right. And again, similarly to what Aaron said to Ashiel, to let go of some expectations and let the universe and let spirit offer and accept what spirit is offering. You know, sometimes I think we think what we think we want. If we let go of that for a little bit, we're more open to receive what we're being offered and what we're being given.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So, Camille, I know you have to go, and I'm sorry to cut you short, but we're going to post all of your links to the interviews and we're going to get some info on Sonia and all the people that are involved in your circle, and we're going to make sure your book gets circulated too. So
thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm really grateful for this conversation we've had and for all the callers and their enlightening questions, because questions are also enlightening for me. So
well, you
thank
are
you
welcome.
Again.
Yeah, you are welcome anytime. We're going to have your name put on one of the folding chairs in our green room, and you come back anytime. We love having you and Aaron.
It was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are amazing too, and keep doing what you're doing. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk again soon.
Lovely. You betcha. Okay, Tony, if you're up for it, we'll get our last caller.
Yep.
We have one poor person. 203, thank you for your patience. Can we get your name, please?
Lisa. Maybe they're just listening. Hello?
Lisa? Is that Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Lisa, we didn't mean to leave you too last, but Tony and I are here, and if you'd like to just give us your question.
Okay, my question is, the guy that I am with in a relationship, is he the right man for me?
Oh, boy. Tony, do you want to tag team this one? I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm getting a no here.
Me too.
Mr. Right now, but maybe not Mr. Right.
Okay. Forever. Yeah. Okay. I see all fun and games like I saw at Carnival, but I don't see, like, the house with the picket fence or any long-time commitment. I just see fun right now, but no, like a no-commitment thing happening.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know, because I kind of feel the same way, you know.
Yeah, your intuition is 100% correct.
Yeah, just to expand on that, it feels like you're going to end up carrying more of the workload if you go permanent with this person. Like, I feel like he doesn't take responsibility well, or you know what I mean? I don't know if that's correct, but I feel like you're getting yourself into a rather unbalanced energetic situation with him. But it doesn't mean you can't have fun, you know, and play a bit. And,
right. Exactly.
Yeah, because I see the same. I see, like, the Carnival. I think it's like, you know how somebody can fill you full of BS or come play this game, and he's the one that can go and play all those games and win all those nice stuffed animals, but then that's it. You know what I mean? There's nothing. There's no white picket fence. You would have to toe that line of whatever you wanted. You would have to get it yourself. No help.
Right. Yeah, that's how I kind of feel right now.
Okay, so thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Lisa. You're so welcome.
And
I think you're going to find, the right guy, though. What you're doing is clearing out space for the right person to come along. And I have to ask, are you sort of a nature gardener type person?
No.
But this is why I'm getting this feeling that the person that works well with you is sort of a nature gardening, you know, and not, doesn't have to be like a hairy hippie or anything like that, but somebody who enjoys nature and gardening and stuff. It feels like it almost brings something to you. And if not, if that's not what it is, then try a little nature walk. I think that's something that might help you a lot, is just getting out in nature a bit.
Will. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Have a good Sunday.
Bye.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. What an amazing, that was just a wow. Okay. I want to make sure I want to get all of this out here. So some names that we want to. So Camille Dan. I'm sorry, Tony, what? I didn't hear you, hon.
This was one for the books, this show.
No
good.
Kidding. Oh, I think, I'm so excited. So Camille's first book is called Aaron's Energy. I have to go into episode info. Okay, Gathering at the Doorway, and it's got a much longer name, which I don't have in front of me, but I will find it. So those are the two books Camille has put out. Some names to note and to follow up on are Sonia Rinaldi, Robert Lyon. He's got a lovely YouTube channel, and it's called We Don't Die, and I haven't even tapped it, but it's exciting, some stuff. And Sandra Champlain, We Don't Die. We Don't Die Films, I think, is Robert Lyon's thing. Mm-hmm. And some names also that were mentioned is Gary Schwartz and Mark Pitzik. Sorry, I'm pronouncing it wrong. But do look up that telephone, the spiritual telephone. Gary Schwartz has been around for years, and he's been steadily doing this work. He's a name to be reckoned with. I'd also add there Raymond Moody, which we didn't mention, but he does this sort of past life work as well. I wanted to add one more author that I found particularly helpful over the years, and it's a book called Who Dies? And it's by a man named Stephen Levine, and it changed my life. It changed the way I saw the whole ball of wax, life, death, afterlife, all that stuff. So, you know, especially helpful if you're going through grieving right now yourself, if you're handling something or you're going through some difficult times. Just remember, this too will pass. So, Tony, I know you have a brand new website, so how can people find you?
So I hope I'm saying this right, but it'll be on Sacred Embers and Enter the Light. I'll make sure I put it on there because it's brand new, and it's Tony the Good Witch, and it's like yours. Is it .wixsite.com? Is that
okay?
And then I also have a Facebook page, Tony Jorgensen.
Perfect. All right.
Thank you.
And yeah, that's fabulous. So to find Camille Dan and Aaron, just type in, just Google Camille Dan, and there's a ton of stuff. You can find her on Facebook, Camille Dan, and I also you can just search Gathering at the Doorway. I know it's available on Amazon, and make sure you watch the interview on YouTube. It's absolutely amazing. It will make you, what does Tony always say? I get in chills. It'll give you chills.
yes.
And I think it'll help everyone to understand that we go on. We certainly do go on. And Jessica, you can be, Jessica can be found on Facebook, and the group is Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can connect with Jaden through there too. Who are we missing? Marianne Adams?
Yeah,
and Elizabeth D'Onofrio. Sorry, Elizabeth, you poor baby. I'm going to... Oh, and she just got the book. Oh, good. It's fabulous. So Elizabeth D'Onofrio has... she's our sort of silent member in the chat room, but she gets to eat all the tequila and donuts because she's in the green room. So, yay. Wow, Tony, I feel like I've just been on amazing and a wonderful roller coaster ride. How about you? To the other side, to the moon and beyond, or to infinity and beyond. That's what's his name there? Buzz Lightyear. But I'm babbling. How about you? I'm going to...
Yep, I'm done.
I know, me too. Oh, hang on. No one is sabotaging, I think. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
oh, for Elizabeth. After I get a little break after the show, Elizabeth, I'm going to actually do a text reading for you, and I'll pop that to you tonight, okay?
Awesome.
So, yay. Fabulous.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just going to turn it over to Louis and let him play us out. And don't forget, keep your sense of wonder about you, everyone. Remember the power of love. Thanks, Tony. Thank you, Camille and Aaron. Thank you, Jessica.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.